Now, being an all-age service this morning, we're going to need help throughout from the children. So we're going to have, at this point in the service, a quiz. And for that, I'm going to invite the children to come forward and take their places on these two mats at the front. So wherever you're sitting, young people, please come forward. Parents, if your children are little, feel free to come with them. If you notice during the service that they need a bit of extra help to concentrate, feel free to come forward and join them at any point in the service. And actually, for this quiz, I'm going to move Chris onto this microphone here. Now, we're thinking in the service today about pictures, and we're thinking particularly about pictures being gradually made clear. And so for our quiz in this all-age service, we're going to look at some pictures being gradually revealed. And they're going to come up on the screen, so they'll be there, they'll be there. If you've got eyes in the back of your head, they'll be there. And as the pictures are gradually revealed, as soon as you feel pretty certain what they are, call out what you think they are, and we'll see who the first few people to guess what they are is. So, Brian, I think we've got the first one. Let's start to reveal our first picture for today. Any ideas? Yes, what do you... A poppy. Let's have a look. Let's see the whole thing if we can. Absolutely correct. One to you, a poppy. Quite an easy one to start with. Let's have a look at the next one, which is a little bit more difficult. So hard to tell what that is to start with. Any ideas? Yakub, a dragon. Let's have a look. Let's see the whole thing. A very good guess. To start with, I thought it was an autumn leaf. Let's have a look at the third one, which is also a little bit more tricky. What do you think this is as it starts to come down? What could that be? Hard to tell from the top. Call it out if you know, yes? What could it be? Yes. A throne. Exactly right. Let's have a look. We've got some experts on dragons and thrones. Very good guess, especially just from the top part. And then here's our last one. What do we think this is a picture of? Now, what could that be? It's revealing in a slightly different way. Yes, what do you... A man, almost. A cross. Yes, let's have a look at that. So, ladies and gentlemen, a poppy, a dragon, a throne, and a cross. Whatever could we be thinking of this morning with those four pictures? We're going to be finding out in a moment in our talk. But next we're going to sing. We're going to sing about the one who died on a cross and who now sits on a throne, Jesus, who is God's King.
Well, we're going to have our reading now. And as Sam and Isabel come up to read for us, you might think that this is a rather unusual choice to have in an all-age service. But it's a passage in the Bible that I was working on earlier on in the year, and we realised that it had a lot to say for Remembrance Sunday. So sit back and listen to this wonderful vision from Revelation.
Revelation chapter 20, which can be found on your service sheet. I saw an angel coming down out of heaven. He had the key to the abyss. In his hand, he held a heavy chain. He grabbed the dragon, that old serpent. The serpent is also called the devil, or Satan. The angel put him in chains for 1,000 years. Then he threw him into the abyss. He locked it and sealed him in. This was to keep Satan from causing the nations to believe his lies anymore. Satan will be locked away until the 1,000 years are ended. After that, he must be set free for a short time.
I saw thrones. Those who had been given authority to judge were sitting on them. I also saw the souls of those whose heads had been cut off. They had been killed because they had spoken what was true about Jesus. They had also been killed because of the word of God. They had not worshipped the beast or its statue. They had not received its mark on their foreheads or hands. They came to life and ruled with Christ for 1,000 years. This is the first resurrection. The rest of the dead did not come to life until 1,000 years were ended. Blessed and holy are those who share in the first resurrection. The second death has no power over them. They will be priests of God and of Christ. They will rule with him for 1,000 years.
When the 1,000 years are over, Satan will be set free from his prison. He will go out to cause the nations to believe lies. He will gather them from the four corners of the earth. He will bring Gog and Magog together for battle. Their troops are as many as the grains of sand on the seashore. They march across the whole earth. They surround the place where God's holy people were camped. It was the city he loves. But fire came down from heaven and burned them up. The devil had caused them to believe lies. He was thrown into the lake of burning sulfur. That is where the beast and the false prophet has been thrown. They will all suffer day and night forever and ever.
I saw a great white throne, and I saw God sitting on it. When the earth and sky saw his face, they ran away. There was no place for them. I saw the dead, great and small, standing in front of the throne. Books were opened. Then another book was opened. It was the book of life. The dead were judged by what they had done. The things they had done were written in the books. The sea gave up the dead that were in it, and death and hell gave up their dead. Each person was judged by what they had done. Then death and hell were thrown into the lake of fire. The lake of fire is the second death. Anyone whose name was not written in the book of life was thrown into the lake of fire. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Well, thank you, Sam and Isabel. Well, wow, what a picture, what a dream, what a vision from that book in the Bible, the last book in the Bible, Revelation. Now, does anybody know what does Revelation mean? Nobody? Nobody? It means revealing. It means making clear. Just like we had those four pictures of a cross and a throne and a dragon and a poppy. That's right. And they gradually revealed, didn't they? And we've made them clear. Revelation means making clear. Well, look, I've got one more picture to make clear this morning. Can anybody tell me what it's of? No? No? Let's try. Let's tear a little bit. Anybody got any ideas now? It's a mirror. It's not a mirror. It's a good guess, but it's not a mirror. Let's try another little bit. Anybody got any ideas now? It is a picture. It is a picture of Jesus. But what is he doing? Any ideas? He is holding up a lantern. Does anybody know what the picture's called? It's a really, really famous picture of Jesus holding up a lantern and knocking on a door. And this is another picture from the book of Revelation. And we will come back to this picture later on. Right. You see, Revelation was written by Jesus' friend and disciple John. Jesus gave him some amazing dreams and visions about what will happen when Jesus comes back to earth. And John wrote them down. He wrote them down to make it clear to everybody then and to help Christians even today know what would happen in the future, to help them persevere, to help them keep on trusting Jesus even when life is really tough. Now, today is Remembrance Day, isn't it? What symbol do we use for Remembrance Day? A poppy. So we have our poppy. And we have poppies when we remember people who've made big sacrifices to keep us safe here in this country. People who died in many battles and wars so that we can live in peace. But today is also a day when we are going to remember what Jesus has done to keep us safe. We're going to remember that Jesus died as well, not in a battlefield, but on a cross, a lonely cross on the outskirts of Jerusalem, to keep us safe forever. And you see, even today, There are wars, there are battles. People fight over land and resources. And in some places, people are even killed for believing in Jesus. And Revelation is a book that answers the big questions that lots of us have. Why? Why do these bad things happen? And when will God do something about the evil, the bad in the world? Well, if you look at our passage, the first three verses, John sees a dragon chained and in the bottom of a pit. Now, does anybody know who this is? Yeah? Toothless. Now, is Toothless a nice dragon? Yes. He's a cuddly dragon, isn't he? He's a dragon, isn't he? He's a pet dragon. He's one that you can train. He's one that you can tame. And he can be your friend. He is a really lovely dragon. But the dragon that John sees in his dream and vision is not like Toothless, sadly. The dragon that John sees is more like this. He is described as an ancient dragon, an ancient serpent. He is evil with a capital D. The dragon that John sees is the devil. But wonderfully, he sees an angel come from heaven who grabs the dragon, who puts him in chains, and who throws him into a deep pit. Phew. You see, ever since the devil was thrown out of heaven for not worshipping God, he has been in a battle with God. He's been in a battle trying to deceive people into not following God, into ignoring God. From the very beginning of time, he tricked somebody. Who did the devil trick at the very beginning of the Bible?
Jesus.
At the very beginning of the Bible?
Adam and Eve.
He tricked them. He lied to them, didn't he? And he stopped them doing what God wanted. And he has done that to people ever since. And you're absolutely right. He did even try to tempt Jesus to disobey God. From the moment that Jesus rose again from dead, the devil has been bound and in chains in the pit. He is a prisoner. He hasn't given up trying to attack Christians and people to follow him instead of God. But he just doesn't have the power that he used to have. The devil is like a caged animal in a zoo. But then John sees a throne, doesn't he? He turns and he sees a throne. And the throne is surrounded by crowds of people. And John realizes that these people are the people who have persevered, who have kept going, who have kept trusting Jesus until the day that they died. And now they are alive with God in heaven. John tells us that they will reign in heaven for 1,000 years, and the devil's going to be in chains for 1,000 years. And just like many, many of the other numbers in this book of Revelation, the 1,000 years is a picture number. It's a picture of a very, very, very long time. It's a time from when Jesus died and rose again until the time that Jesus comes back to earth again. So that picture of the 1,000 years is a picture of now. We're living in the time of 1,000 years. And so that explains why bad things still happen. Because the devil is chained, but he still has some power. And he still has some power to make bad things happen in the world. So can you think of any bad things that happen in the world today? People lie, don't they? What else? What else? Brilliant. people, in case you didn't hear, that was a super answer. People don't listen to God. They say, shove off God, I'm in charge. What do we call that when people do that? Sin. What else is bad in the world?
Suicide.
Suicide is bad, absolutely. What else is bad? Nothing else bad in the world? Death and illness, absolutely right. There is so much that is bad in the world. People are sad for all sorts of reasons. People get sick, they get ill, they even die. There are awful disasters in the world. There are hurricanes and floods and fires and earthquakes. There is a lot of bad that goes on in the world. And the Bible tells us that we're living in a time of battle. A time of battle between good, or between God, and evil, or between God and the devil. We are in a time of battle, but the Bible also tells us that we know that Jesus has already won that battle. Revelation encourages us to keep on trusting, keep on following Jesus, even when it's hard, because Jesus has won the battle, and one day we will be with him. Well, if you look at verses 7 to 10, the next thing that John sees is that after 1,000 years, John sees the dragon set free. He sees the dragon rise up, and he's going to try and trick people for one last time. Uh-oh. We see him making a final attempt to persuade people to follow him and not to follow God. And the devil gathers his army, a huge army, as many as the people of the, as many as the grains are on the sand and the seashore. Now, perhaps if you're an explorer, that might remind you of what we learnt about somebody earlier this term, about Abraham with his family, who was going to be as many as the grains of sand on the seashore. But now it seems that the devil has that huge family, the huge following, and they are marching. They are marching and they are surrounding all of God's people. And there's going to be a battle. There's going to be a fight. What on earth is going to happen? Who is going to win? What's going to happen? And then it is a huge, huge anticlimax. John sees no fighting whatsoever. Not one of God's people is hurt. Because fire comes from heaven and destroys all that was evil in the world. It totally obliterates the devil and everything that was evil. All the bad stuff, one day will be completely destroyed. Once and for all by God. Now, we don't know when that's going to be, but we do know that it will happen. Jesus will return, and the devil, even as he tries to fight, will be completely destroyed forever. Well, then John turns his attention again to the throne. He sees the throne. We're back in the throne room, and this time Jesus is on the throne. It is Judgment Day. Everyone who has ever lived is there, all standing before the throne. No one can escape Judgment Day. This is the day when you get to find out whether you can stay in heaven with Jesus forever or not. And as well as the masses of people there, there are piles of books. Piles and piles of books. There's one for every person. And these books list everything that everyone has ever done. And they are about to be read out in public. Now, I don't know about you, but I hate being made a fool of in public. I hate being shown up to be wrong or bad. I absolutely hate it. Well, imagine if everything you had ever said or thought or done was written down and it was going to be read out in front of everyone. All the times that you've lied, that you've disobeyed, that you've stolen, that you've cheated, all the nasty things that you've said, all the times that you've been mean, all the times you wanted to be popular and follow your friends rather than do what God said, all the times at work or in the home that we've not been honourable with our time and our business. Surely we are all condemned because of what we've done. None of us are going to be able to stay with Jesus in heaven. So your name is called out. You stand up. Your book is opened and it's about to be read. But then there's another surprise because somebody shouts, stop! Stop! I've got their name in my book. You see, there is another book, the Book of Life, a wonderful book which lists the name of every person who has trusted in Jesus. And if your name is in this book, then judgment stops immediately. It is over. You are safe. You are saved because of your trust in Jesus, and you get to stay with him in heaven forever. But how do we know if our name is going to be in this book? Well, let's go back to our picture. You see, Jesus wants all of us to be with him in heaven. But that is a choice that we all have to make. Will we open the door to Jesus? Will we open our hearts to Jesus and say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for dying for me. Thank you for forgiving me for all the bad things that I've ever done. Please help me to love you, to trust you, to follow you for the rest of my days. And if we choose to do that, if we choose to trust and follow Jesus, then our names are going to be written in the book of life. So yes, bad things still happen because at the moment the devil isn't completely destroyed. But one day he will be, and the end of all bad things will come. But the wonderful news is that Jesus, by his death, which we're remembering today, and his resurrection, he has already won the victory over the devil and the bad things. One day Jesus will return. One day there will be judgment day. And Revelation shows us that if we keep believing and trusting in Jesus, then that won't be a frightening day at all. That will be a brilliant day. A really good day, because that will be the day that we know we can spend with Jesus forever. So let me pray as we finish. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this wonderful vision that John the disciple was given. Thank you for the way it encourages us to keep trusting, to keep persevering in our faith, to keep trusting Jesus even when it's tough. Please help us to consider the question of, are we opening our lives to Jesus, to follow him, to trust him forever, so that we can be absolutely confident that our names are in the book of life. And we ask this for Jesus' sake. Amen.